You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.
Good morning and welcome to The Gospel Train. I'm Deborah Walker, getting the train ready to come to you with some great gospel music that's right here from the Cobalt Kuval Studios, where we provide you with community, culture, and music since 1985. We are 89.3 KUVO Denver, K209ED in Breckenridge, and online at KUVO.org. The Gospel Train runs every Sunday evening from the Denver Open Media 92.9 FM at 6 o'clock p.m. You can always check us out. That's every day 24/7 online at DAWS2000.com for a moment of inspiration. Well, I have a special guest today riding with us on the Gospel Train. It's none other than Mr. James Bullard, who is giving us all the information of his career and a great book that he has. So I want you to keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train. As we roll down the track, here is none other than David Ratton, B. Chase, Kevin Davison, and of course, Nikki Berry. To get the train rolling down the track, we're coming to you with the blessing. Stay with us.
The light and truth.
I will
not let this word slipped from my heart.
Come on, Jesus, you bled. Come on, say,
Jesus, you bled.
Come on, Shabbat. Here we go. Come on, say, if you're only. Yeah. Come on, declare for all power in heaven and earth. The power, y'all. He'll bring you joy. Open doors. Yeah. Come on, y'all. Put your hands together right here. Oh, you can't. But he can. Tenors, where you at? In the power of God. Come on, put your weight on it, y'all. I feel a key change right here. Come on. He can't. Trust the power of God. Y'all, we ain't done yet. Take it up again. Will heal you. Yes, it will. If you trust that the power can deliver you, it can bring you out of your situation. The power of God can supersede everything that you're going through. That's it. Come on. Yeah.
Don't give up the fight. So be encouraged, my brother. Hold on, my sister. There's a way of escape for you and for me.
Clap your hands.
my breath. Oh, shine on me. I need you to shine, Lord, on me. Let your light for on the lighthouse.
Oh, God's goodness and mercy endureth forever, and will always his love will always shine upon you. You listen to the Best of Grace gospel music that's right here on the gospel train. That was none other than Nikki Berry, her brand new release, Shine on Me. Stay with us. We got more great gospel music coming to you. And as I told you, we have an interview with one of the gospel music industry leaders that has been in our midst for years and years, Brother James Bullard. He'll be coming up with telling us all about his new book and his new release. But I do want to remind you that the Spiritual Project, they have a lot of coming upcoming events. And Wednesday, November 8th at 8 o'clock, they will be having a musicology society, and the Society of Music Theory will be coming up. That's at the King Center, a recital hall, the campus of University of Colorado, Denver, at 855 Lawrence Way in Denver. So you can always check them out at the university and get more information. But they have a lot of different events coming up, and that's always through their School of Music. So keep it locked right here on the gospel train as we continue to bring you more great gospel music. And I also want you to always tune in to the Aurora Fox Studio Theater, because they have a lot of different events coming up during December and January, and we just want to keep you informed. Stay with us as we continue to bless you.
There's a feeling of reaching a mountain peak, a tangible excitement for what's next. Fueled by the bright minds around us and the natural surroundings, it's an energy that drives us to find better, smarter solutions and contribute to the generation of thinkers, doers, and believers who are changing the future right here, right now. It's the place to find your unique energy. Application information available at colostate.edu.
I'm James Bullard. I'm riding on the gospel train with Deborah Walker on KUVO Radio.
Gospel music to the height of where it is today. And he has a brand new release of a book that he did, As Far As You Can See, You Can Go. Hello, Mr. Bullard.
Hello, Miss Walker.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. How about you?
I'm good. I am doing so good. I want you to know I am so excited about this book that you have written about your life and how you have really been a true leader in the gospel music industry to bring it to the height of where it is.
Well, Thank you very much. But if I were to set the record straight, I want people to know that God chose me from birth to do what I'm credited with in the gospel music industry, not only in the gospel music industry, but in the music industry, period, because I walked in a lot of different doors that God opened representing gospel music when it was not popular. Because I was chosen, God directed me, and I just followed his directions. Wherever he said go, that's where I went. And the success speaks for itself.
Amen. Well, let's go back. I mean, we're talking 50, 60 years of your commitment.
68 years.
My goodness. Right from Roadshow to Word Records, Inner Sound. I mean, those are the ones that I know. And then to, of course, MCG, which was your label. So can you tell me, you say that God, what was it that gave you the instinct inside of you to follow that leadership, to know where God was really taking you?
Well, it started in 1950. I was sitting in the back of my church in Atmore, Alabama, doing a rehearsal, but I was waiting to walk my sisters home at the rehearsal. And Reverend Harville would come down every summer, and he would give voice lessons to different singers and teach parts to the choir, tenor, baritone, soprano. He would teach all of that for a period of time. And I was sitting in the back of the church. And he said, come up here, son. So I went to the front, and he said, are you a singer like your sisters are? And I said, no, sir. He said, well, you get in the choir and let me be the judge of that, okay? And I said, yes, sir. Because I was taught to be obedient to your elders. And whatever he instructed or asked, I responded the way that I was taught. And for some reason, I didn't understand at the time, but this is what God was doing. He was setting me in motion to be able to get the kind of training, but to be able to lead my small community. Because when God instilled in my spirit, as far as you can see, you can go, I had no idea what it was or what it meant until 30-some-odd years later. But because I was taught to be obedient, whatever an adult would say or instruct me to do, I would try and do that. And so Reverend Harville, God instructed him to have me ask my mother if I could return with him to his ministry base in Cleveland. And I asked, and she said yes. And so we left Alabama, headed to Cleveland. And it was just supposed to be just a short couple of 3 weeks. But I loved the city, and Reverend Harvey said to me, as the time was ending, he said, if you want to stay in Cleveland, if you write and ask your mother and she gives you her permission, you can stay. This way you can get a job and help her financially with your siblings. And I said, yes, sir. So I wrote and asked her. She responded, yes, you can stay. Now, this is, kind of unusual, but I never thought anything about it, how strange it was and unusual it was, but Reverend Harvey was a stranger to our whole family, but God orchestrated this, and he prepared Reverend Harville to actually ask my mother, and he prepared her to say yes. And from that point, when I got to Cleveland, the time period was about to end, and I liked the city so well. He said, well, Sam, if you want to stay in Cleveland, it's okay, but you have to get a job. And if you get a job, you can help your mother financially with your siblings. So I said, yes, sir. So I wrote my mother, and she responded, yes, you can stay. And that's how it all started. And it's just amazing when I look at what God did through just little old me, from a small little place, how he chose me, and then he equipped me with the knowledge to actually speak and represent gospel in high places and represent people involved in gospel, artists who never knew the it.
Well, I mean, you work with so many major artists, you know, Shirley Caesar, Al Green. I mean, it just, the list goes on, you know. I didn't know until I read the book that Oh Happy Day
was managed
by you. I mean, I just, you know, you don't know what really goes on behind the scenes and, you know, who are the executives that really are putting that plan together. And it is someone like you that has really managed groups, even up to Lee Williams, you know, and I have to say...
That's true. And God chose me because of my willingness to allow him to lead me.
So...
And everything that he did through me, like you say, it goes, but it solves some prison when I formed this group with two other friends, the Boss Singers, and we became pretty popular around Cleveland. And I never had any fear of approaching anyone, you know, asking if we could be on any kind of major event that was going on in Cleveland. And the response was always yes. And it was just amazing because, you know, the Bible says you have not because you ask not. And a lot of people ask, and they don't really have faith in what they're asking, that it's going to be granted. So, you know, they just kind of like, especially a lot of people, you know, that haven't been, you know, into the business world.
Right.
But God allowed me to carry myself where people in the business world in high places would actually look to me for leadership and guidance and direction when it came to gospel music. Because God had allowed me, everything that I would put my hands on would just turn to go.
Right. Well, you did. You were a man of integrity. You know, people could look to you. They trusted you and your leadership, whether you had the education or not. But it was something about the spirit and the leadership that you provided that you were able to give people the confidence, or the artists the confidence, that they knew that their careers were in good hands. And
Right. What
led you to write this book after all of that, after all the success that you had with all the different artists? I mean, Michael and Regina Winans. I mean, I'm just talking about most people, even Philip Bailey, I have to say, you have touched the hymns of, or they've touched your hymn, I should say, of a lot of gospel artists, people that really wanted to do gospel music, they at some point were able to meet you. You know, DeLeon Richards. I mean, I can name a slew of them. Mighty Clouds of Joy. But what led you to write this book?
Well, actually, my attorney said to me in 2018, he said, James, we need to write a book on you. And I said, okay. I had no idea about even how to start to write a book. So they put ghostwriters with me, and they would ask me questions, and I would respond and all this. And then when they gave me what they had compiled, I looked at it, I said, no, this is not it. This is not what God did. And it wasn't until probably 3 years, 4 years later, that after we went back and forth, that God revealed to me in the quietness of the moment, he says, you're trying to tell people about what you did. Why don't you tell them what I did to you? And I just said, yes, Lord. And that's when it started to come together, and that's when I knew that it was about God. You have to understand God and how he works in order to do anything for him. And so I would not accept anybody telling me what I had done. I said, no, I didn't. I was the instrument that God used. And
Amen.
So when God sent the right person who said to me, James, I see you, I hear you, but I hear your heart. I can help you. And that's when scripture started to come with every step that God had taken me.
Well, I want you to know that, and my audience to know, that what God did through one man, to bring gospel music to the world is phenomenal. It's a good read. You know, it's very pictorial. It's just amazing. And it's one that everyone should check out, especially all musicians, all people that are in the industry, all people that really want to know how God can use you. You can get this book. You can find it. It's entitled, As Far As You Can See, You Can Go, by James Bullard, and it's available online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, and wherever you can find books that are sold. And if you want a lot of books, there is a discount, I think, with like a bulk order, expert print. And you can always give them a call at 270-403-0000. And that's for any bulk order. But, I mean, you've done a phenomenal job. And I don't know, God is still using you and taking you and keeping you. He has truly, truly covered you. And I just really appreciate you for being a mentor in my life and guiding me through so many different projects and so many different experiences and being my mentor through this gospel music. God bless you. I love you. And I thank you so much for just taking out the time just to talk to right on the gospel train.
You're very welcome. My prayer for this book is that it draws someone to Christ. That's my prayer. But I thank you very much. And anytime, I'm available.
Praise God. Thank you so much. God bless you. You have a wonderful day. And I will talk to you soon. Keep in touch, stay healthy, and let me know what you're doing. If you're going to be doing any book tours or anything, we definitely want you to come to Denver.
I appreciate that. I will keep that in mind and pass it on to the publisher.
Is there any other words that you would like to say to this audience that will really inspire them or drive them closer to God?
Well, I would like to say to everybody that's listening, all age groups, God has no respect for person. We are in a turbulent time in this world today. If we fall to our knees and ask God, he will help us. But whatever you want to achieve, if you put God first, you can achieve it.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
Thank you.
I remember you heard it first right here on the Gospel Train. And if you are interested in getting a copy of this book, I'm giving away two books right now. So you can call me at 720-275-0885. That's 720-275-0885. And you can get a copy of Mr. James Bullard's book, As Far As You Can See. Of course, You Can Go. And it's a great, great book. And it's one that you need in your library, especially if you are a musician, you're inspiring. And if you're able to go and see that Kurt Franklin concert last Thursday, I'm telling you, the Clark Sisters and, you know, just many, many artists, Rance Allen, a lot of people. Those are people that he kind of touched and really helped develop in their artists, and you can do a great, great deal just by reading that book. So give me a call. That's 720-275-0885 as the Gospel Train continues to roll down the track, bringing you a blessing.
Support comes from the DCPA Theater Company with Clyde's, a new play where five chefs cook up meals that range from sublime to soul-crushing, October 27th through November 26th. Tickets at denvercenter.org.
That car in your driveway isn't getting any younger, you know. Why not let Kuvo take the vehicle off your hands and you can support the community, culture, and music you're listening to right now. For details on Kuvo's vehicle donation program, visit the website kuvo.org under the support tab. Thank you.
I don't know. This time I don't have the answers. I'm just out here trusting God. Sing, Monica.
Why would I think that I can't handle this alone? When so many things in my life were going wrong. People I loved made promises they didn't keep.
It wasn't the first time.
I should have known better.
Yeah.
I tried to do better. There was no one to blame but me.
There were times that my faith got weak.
Else. I should have been talking to you, Father.
Trusting God.
Yeah. No, when life seems out of control,
be still that God
is in control.
Still in control.
When it doesn't make sense,
be still that my God.
You might have to cry, but you gotta know that God.
Building, doing now.
Just ask him.
Praise his holy name. Why now?
Hold on.
constant one. You even got the nerve to proclaim faith. Temptation's always near, but if God's your doorkeeper, then only He, you need me. Body's a building, see your body's God's building. His dwelling place, but just open your heart, you open your heart. Let Him see, He's
locked to the best of great gospel music. That's right here on the Gospel Train. What are you waiting for? Oh, you need to choose today who you're going to serve, and it has to be the Lord God. We want to congratulate Mr. Billingsley from Denver and Mr. Kramer from Pueblo, one of our great listeners. Thank you so much. And you are going to be the winners of Mr. James Bullard's new book. And if you're not doing anything, you need to go online. You need to order this book, because I'm telling you, it is the bomb. As far as you can see, you can go. And you can do that. Through Christ, you can do all things, because He will strengthen you. Stay with us. You are listening to Erica Reed with Building. What are you waiting for? We got more great gospel music coming to you. Toadie Curry. And of course, Ted Wynn is coming up next.
Horns! Yeah, transition time! Let's go! By step. Yeah, a metamorphosis. Yeah, my wings are forming. Yeah, it's time for God to use us to free us from the old life and usher us into our new destiny. Transition. I didn't come to play. Never be the same. Be slain.
What are we doing in the same place we've always been? Not standing, gazing, he's no longer in that space that you're in. Recognize the places we praise and where we dwell. We call
here. Yeah, I'm moving on, y'all. I'm on to better things. I'm not staying here. Come on, be slave. Take us home.
I'm amazed by your power and grace. I'm overwhelmed when I think of the ways that a God like you shows me his favor and truth. Oh Lord, I stand in awe of you. Oh Lord, I stand in awe of you.
Canción Mexicana, Sundays on Kubo.
Hi, I'm Deborah. Listening to Canción Mexicana is your family tradition. Whether it's a ranchera, a ballad, or a cumbia, you love this music as much as I do. Tune in Sundays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. to Canción Mexicana, only on KUVO, your oasis in the city.
Yeah.
You're in touch and in tune to the rest of great gospel music that's right here on the gospel train. Oh, give all praises and glory to God as we get back to the station. The gospel train is going back. We are. And that was none other than Kimmy Jenkins with a brand new release, Higher. You remember, you heard it right here on the gospel train. Well, it's about that time for us to get back home and park the gospel train up for another week. Thank you so much for joining us. I love you. I praise God for each and every one of you for listening. And we thank you that God will continue to bless you and just to grant you his love and his peace. That may his blood cover you throughout the week, and may you be joyous. Touch each and every person that you meet. Give them love and share that love with each and every one. There's a lot of people out here hurting, and sometimes only your smile or sometimes just a hello, a nice gesture, will make their day. We have none other than Jess Cordell coming up with his brand new release. It's called ICE, which is It Changed Everything. That might happen to you, might change everything in your life by just one person blessing you. So you be that person and bless someone. God bless you. I hope this program has blessed you as we continue to minister you every week here on KUVO, and of course, as we do in the evening, Denver Open Media. Keep it locked right here as we go out. God bless you, and I'll see you, God willing, next week.
I was up at the crack of dawn every Sunday, putting a mask on. I'm blessed if they ask me how I'm doing. Miss Scotty was big, but I felt love when she hugged me. I felt joy when they sing. In this place, I feel God. So every week at the altar, scared to walk out them doors. Cause Jesus, you cool, but you can't come where I'm going. I know it's hell at the crib, and the power might not be on. Matthew 5 hit different when real candles is burning. When the God I came to see finally came for me. So when the God I came to see finally came for me, it changed everything. I got out of my mama's house, so callous my whereabouts. I'm free, I don't see God at all. Even though the peace was false, boy, it sure felt good. Mama was faithfully faithful, even though it seemed you never showed up. After this deployment, I turned 20. I got all of this money. Weeknights to drink myself in a coma. Living life on the edge. I'm living life what I feel. I lost myself in my head, like, how the hell I get here? They want to throw me away. I lost my heart for that flame. I found myself in the cell. I could have fought, but I ran. Cowards can't come home, but then you showed up. I didn't think that you'd come so close to jump off that edge. You showed me how beautiful that nephew was. I still got out with my honors. Lord, I knew it was you. Like I knew that I was new, but if I knew what I knew, I would have started with you. I wouldn't have bargained with you. I found the God I couldn't meet in a pew. When the God I came to see, woo, finally came for me. So when the God I came to see finally came for me, it changed everything. Said it changed everything. Said it changed everything. It changed everything. It changed everything. It changed everything.
God be with you till we meet again.
Just get on board the gospel train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.